does vary in the number of repeaters that are tied onto it. And yeah, if you go on to the IRLP.net internet website, you get an understanding by seeing that website what I'm talking about. And yeah, Randy has auto tied a bunch of stuff together. He also auto switches sites on and off different nets. So it's quite complicated, but it's evolving technology that's a whole lot of fun.
Sorry, but not guys calling. This is VE5CLV-LV, sorry. You keep talking about Randy, but and I've always seen this all stuff of Randy. It's very much sounding like a big portion of Saskatchewan is being run in Randy's house or basement. Wouldn't that be a problem if something happens to him or something down the road? For maintenance and just everything in general? Back to you guys.
V5COV in the group. Yeah, you're totally right there, Cole. Yeah, you're totally right. Yep. Yeah, that's one thing that's, that's one of the, I guess, pitfalls and that. So, yeah, with the technologies evolving all the time, you're totally right, yeah. Things are always in flux and that. So, but yeah, there's Dave Cameron, V7 LTD in Vancouver. He started this technology back in about 1983-84, and if you were on the side there, they put the first Saskatchewan node into Saskatoon and Regina, I think in 1989, and it's just mushroomed since then and become very international.
Cool. That's cool. Took a glance on that website a while ago here. I think I remember reading that. Cool. Back to you. Sorry to interrupt you guys there. Thank you guys. V5, you'll be on the site.
Okay, they're cool. Yeah, that's what this hobby's for. Don't be afraid to break in. We just say the word break and wait and somebody gives you the break in there. And this can become a great big party line. We can have 6, 8, 10 or as many people that got a radio all talking in here at the same time and having a big round table where we figure out lots of stuff and kick stuff around. So don't be afraid to listen and or join in on the round table. So back to VE5KLD there from V5DCP in the group.
Okay, I think you called BE5ALP. Eldon here. Okay, well, I wouldn't mind talking to a lot of people a lot longer about all these interconnections. I know DMR comes into it somewhere, and I've had a friend set me up with DMR, so I've made a very few contacts that way. So DMR, what links to, so Sagara's got the, what is it, VE5 MBR, is that correct? Is it up and running?
I'm not too sure on that. You'd have to ask Randy or JM on that question right now. Yeah, I'm just relatively novice at this. I've only been doing the net here on the reflector for about 3-4 months. But I've been in the hobby since 84, so I've seen a lot of this stuff start from the ground up and the changes that have come along. Yeah, I have got Echolink on my cell phone and that, so yeah, I'm not stuck to using ham radio. I put it on my cell phone and New Year's I had my cell phone running and my computer running and was listening to traffic on the using those two modes, and yeah, it's lots of ways to do stuff these days, and Echolink's one of those interesting ones that they've put the technology available into your smartphones and stuff like that, Eldon. So back to you.
VE7FLZ.
Okay, I was trying to figure out how to do everything. I need to set up a logging program, so I'm just trying to. It's kind of hard for me to use pencil and paper, so I was trying to type in a few notes, like your call letters and your names, to try and remember what it was we talked about. Well, this is very interesting. I've been a ham since 1969, but I kind of got out of it the last few years. Up to a couple of years ago, I was still making the odd old band connection, but I kind of got lost in the technology. I didn't realize things were moving so far. The IRLP was, I think, just starting 20 years ago, and so I'm trying to get back into it. So anything that you can do to enlighten me would be great. So you're calling the net at what, 9 o'clock tonight? Is that correct? And maybe I'll check in back to you.
There, Eldon. Yeah, you can find... there's ways you can go in from the Echolink side, get onto the system. I just don't have all the nuts and bolts details. But yeah, there are Echolink connected sites on the system. And Bendy did hand out some literature to me on, there's people like the CBACs down in the Sinavoya. They came in through Echolink node. Even though they don't have a local repeater, as far as I know, down there. So yeah, there's ways you can get in through various nodes on Echolink there.
I do have a 2 meter rig here, and of course the DMR radio. But in order to get anywhere, I think I need I've got a mag mount antenna in the windowsill, it's 5/8, and that seems to get me out to at least 3 of the repeaters in town, so I can go that route, but it's I don't always have the connection to the larger antenna. So yeah, Echolink is serving me quite well. I hope the audio sounds okay. So I'll send it back to you. BE5 DCP is BE5 ALD.
Lima Delta. Sorry there, Eldon. Yeah. If you go on your computer, you can download the Echolink program there. And you could go in from your computer. And that, just trying to think how, on that one, have to quiz Randy on that one for sure. But yeah, when I'm on the reflector, he does show, which site have got an Echolink tie in to them. And, there is a delay, as you're aware, with the Echolink, between the transmit receive side. And I know from operating Echolink, that's one thing catches me as a net controller, is the time delay factor.
Okay, I'm using Echolink right now, so it does work quite well, and I can hear. Interconnected links when you're calling the net on VE5HAW and I think VE5DR. So there's probably different nodes that I can go through to hear the net. So I have checked once or twice, trying to appeal for everything. But it would be nice if I could get, trying to figure out who I can connect to with DMR. I don't think there's a lot I can get out. Too far, I don't think I can get out too far with, well, I guess, okay, DMR, I'm connected to my own hotspot, I guess, so I've got the whole world there. I just have to figure out how everything is interconnected. So, back to you, Doug.
Contact.
Tomorrow I'm a little busy, but yeah, I could, if you, you put yourself up on the Echolink system, I'd be able to direct connect to you, you know, between our two stations on the Echolink mode. We'd have a chat that way, in addition to the ham radio. I could do a direct connect to you on the Echolink, system there, Elton.
Contact.
No contact.
ACP in the group.
Yeah, it sounds like someone's looking at connecting up with us there, Doug, on Echolink. I just turned the radio on just about 2 minutes ago. Had it shut off here when we were watching a show here on TV, so... it's a Victor Echo 5 Hotel Alpha Whiskey Dash R is the connection there. So that other station would want to connect to. It's cross-linked over with IRLP and DMR. DMR is 30252. So that helps Doug, hopefully. And, of course, you're connected to IRLP, so they're all bridged together there. And there isn't that much of a delay anymore on Echolink if you connect that way. So it's almost the same as IRLP. It's not like it was before. We've added Echolink here on the All-Star system here, so. And of course, All-Star is 51394, so those are the different ways of connecting up there, Doug. Our IRLP is the reflector 9300. Back to you, V5 DCP, V5RJM.
Ham, Elden, been out of the hobby for a while. He's the one that's questioning me, Randy, on the Echolink side, so you could go direct back to him. I didn't quite get his call sign totally clear. I think it's Alpha Lima Delta. His name is Eldon, so maybe just talk directly to him there. You could maybe lighten him a little bit there, Randy.
Roger there. Eldon, I sent you that information there, so you should have it all there on your email. So back to you, V5ALD, V5RJM.
This is V5ALD. Okay, Randy. Yeah, I've looked at all your information, and then I probably missed a lot I didn't understand when you pointed out the connection to the bubble chart that showed me the whole expanse, but it's still kind of fuzzy because you talked about the, was it 66 Saskatchewan stations, or I don't know how many Saskatchewan stations are linked in, and it's confusing that you're in Kenora and the hub is in BE7 land, and okay, so you're talking about DMR 3025. That's the Saskatchewan link for DMR, the talk group, and I've been on it, and I can't remember, I think that's when I first talked to you, and I guess somehow, are you monitoring 3025, or how do you determine that, how did you determine that I was on 3025?